You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?
The Wire. On March 28, Democrats abroad members across the globe will be organising and participating in anti-Trump administration protests as part of the No Tyrants movement. This aligns with a wave of No Kings protests expected to take place across the United States on the same day. Today I have Jennifer Frost, Associate Professor in History at the University of Auckland, to talk about the protest happening in Auckland this Saturday. Jennifer, I believe this is your first time organising a protest. What about this current moment inspired you to take a stand?
Thank you for asking me to speak to this. So in my voluntary position as chairperson of Democrats Abroad New Zealand, we focus really on getting out the vote from New Zealand, so helping Americans actually of both parties or any party to vote. And that's really comfortable for me because I go to protests and I also research and teach social movements and protests, but I myself have never organized a protest. And at this point in time, I really want us here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, to demonstrate solidarity with people all over the world, and especially in the U.S., that we are on their side and we're supporting these efforts. I was hoping somebody else would step up to do it, and when it was clear that nobody was going to do it, I put my hand up.
For those who haven't heard of this movement before, could you talk about the No Tyrants protests, or No Kings protests as they're sometimes known, that have occurred in the United States and other places?
Yes, so No Kings was initiated by a group called Indivisible. And this is a grassroots, people-powered, nonviolent civic organization. It's committed to nonviolence, it's anti-authoritarianism, and it's really trying to build an inclusive democracy in the United States. So their analysis of what happened in the 2024 election was not that it was an embrace of Trumpian authoritarianism. Instead, it was a rejection of the status quo. And of course, the majority of American voters did not vote for Trump. In fact, more people didn't vote than voted for Trump. And so you can't argue that this was something that reflects the consent of the governed. So that was their analysis. And they thought, given what was to come, because everybody knew that Trump would unleash authoritarian forces, the thought was we need to mobilize everyday people at the grassroots in their localities to protest this regime.
So as I kind of alluded to in my intro, Auckland's not the only place having a protest on March 28th. Where else are protests happening?
So there is over 3,000. I think some people are even estimating 4,000 protests around the U.S. and around the globe. And they're happening in small towns, in big cities, and all sorts of, you know, small protests, large protests, all sorts of different kinds of protests. And again, I think this is the brilliance of Indivisible, is that their structure is decentralized. So it really encourages people wherever they are to step up. And in fact, they're saying their motto is courage is contagious. And their motto is to step up and do what works for your environment, what works for your folks on the ground. And I think that flexibility is really important. So there's been a lot of local organizing, and then they've organized these big national and global days of defiance. So there's been, this is the third No Kings or No Tyrants, and the first in June got about 5 million people out. The second in October got 7 million people out. And the thinking here is that alongside everything else, you know, writing to your representatives, consumer boycotts, voting, that protest matters in a regime that wants to keep people divided, disempowered, and disengaged. And we know protest brings people together, it builds solidarity, it builds community, people get to feel agency. So it really matters, these protests.
And is the protest that is happening in Auckland just for Americans who might be living here to show up to, or are you encouraging New Zealanders and others and allies to turn up as well?
Our main focus is mobilizing folks from the U.S. just because we don't do this very often. I think the last time there was a big march was, well, there was Black Lives Matter in 2020. Before that, there was the Women's March. We haven't done a lot of these since, really since COVID, I think. And so that is the primary idea, is to bring all these folks from the U.S. together. But yes, everybody's welcome. It's just making sure that everybody's sort of on the same page. These events have actually been quite positive and creative and joyful around the world. And in fact, what's important about that, and there has the lack of violence that in these protests, is that it undercuts the Republicans' arguments that these are violent, you know, dangerous sort of protests. It undercuts that and says, no, we have a different vision of the world we want to make, and you're going to see it at our protests. So yes, everybody's welcome, but it's getting into sort of the vibe of the event.
Are you optimistic that this movement could have an impact on the Trump administration?
I think it already is. So in addition to building community, and again, community and solidarity is being built in all these localities against ICE, again, in these consumer boycotts, we have people suing the Trump administration, you know, providing support to one another. So we already are seeing, I think, an expansion of civil society in the U.S., and it's important to challenge, you know, the regime, but it also shows the extent of the opposition. When people are willing to come out into the streets and show their face and have their sign, that shows he is unpopular. His regime is unpopular. What he's doing is unpopular. And it's quite famous, this 3.5% rule that these political scientists, Erica Chenoweth and Maria Steven, have put out there. The idea, and they study civil resistance, and their idea and their theory or rule is that since 1900, if you can get 3.5% of the population out protesting, you will get regime change. So we're nowhere near that for the United States, but like I said, it keeps building, 5 million, 7 million. Everybody's hoping even 14 million will be come this time. And we're building toward that strategic change and shift.
And if people who are listening to this interview are interested in coming on Saturday, where should they go for more information?
Well, happy to have you email me at the University of Auckland, j.frost@auckland.ac.nz. But it's going to be at the Albert Park Band Rotunda, 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. We've got speakers, we have music, and we have even a slam poet coming.
Wow, that sounds very exciting. Thank you so much for your time today. That was Jennifer Frost, Associate Professor in History at the University of Auckland, on the No Tyrants protest that's happening in Auckland this Saturday, March 28th. And just to repeat, the event will take place at 3 p.m. at the Band Rotunda in Albert Park, Auckland Central.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.